I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, bringing us the millennial perspective. Big Dave, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
Going good, going good. This week, our topic is the energy of joy. And today's Connection Thursday, we're going to have a discussion on the state of joy. Before we get started, any announcements, David?
Yep, I'm going to give it to you guys one more time. The Right Fit for You lesson and question and answer seminar that we're going to do on Saturday, June 19th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Coach Jason and Coach Felix will be bringing you a lesson and also answering all of your questions. So if you guys haven't submitted them, submit them now. If you have some that come up, bring them to the Q&A because we'll answer them live. If you guys want to join that, you have to be a member of the community, but you can join and become a member for 30 days free. Join in on this, do the surveys, do the assessments, and then if you don't like it, you can leave. I promise if you join, you end up wanting to stay, but we are doing this Saturday, June 19th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So you get them live to ask questions. That's a great opportunity because these are two very, very intelligent people with years and years and decades, in fact, of experience in the wellness. So any questions you have, they're going to be able to answer. Also, next week, I will be, for those YBL listeners, I will be out in Utah next week, Deer Valley, Utah, and I'll be keynoting the event out there. I'm just going to tell you guys, get ready. A lot of you have been connecting me already with blood work and everything. Don't worry, I'll get to it all. But be ready because David and I have put together a very special presentations because it's 3 days of presentations. This is going to be a changing event. This is going to be an event that creates transformation. I promise you guys. So get ready. You listeners, get ready. We'll be out there. So you ready to go, Dave? Let's do this.
Let's do it.
So as I said, this week our topic is the energy of joy. And today we're going to have a discussion on the state of joy. So I am a student of Stoicism that spans over 40 years. My first teacher was my mentor, Dan, who started me with the teachings of Seneca. Dan taught me a lot. We talk about the stuff he taught me about bodybuilding, training, and diet, but he also taught me how to meditate. He taught me how to connect to spirit, and he taught me how to connect to reason. The meditation and the spiritual connection was incredible, and the Stoicism was designed to connect to reason. And 40 years later, I still teach this way. I am very careful in my teachings, in my higher teachings in shift coaching. When I have a student that really progresses, I will take them between spirituality coaching and Stoicism because I want to take them between spirit and reason, so they don't get caught in one thing. Does that make sense to you, David?
Yeah, I think that's the big thing that I'm learning. It's just not all one thing, that there's many different avenues and venues to go through.
And it's very different. So the Stoics held joy to be one of the good passions worthy of practice in everyday life. But the Stoic joy is not about seeking happiness. The pursuit of happiness is a road that is traveled in expectation. This is a road that never ends and will lead to disappointment. The Stoic joy is not about the delights of the programmed cage mind. The belief that once we get this or this happens, I will find joy. No, the Stoic joy is not about material pleasures. So Marcus Aurelius taught that joy was being kind to others. To be kind does not mean you are happy. Seneca taught joy as freedom from fear of suffering and death. And as we spoke yesterday, to attain freedom from fear, we must face fear. And this will not make you happy. But the whole process can be played out in joy. So Marcus Aurelius teaches, joy for human beings lies in proper human work. And proper human work consists in acts of kindness to others, other human beings, disdain for the stirrings of the senses, identifying trustworthy impressions, and contemplating the natural order and all that happens in feeling with it. So Dave, I'm going to pick this apart a little bit and then we'll discuss each part. So let's examine what Marcus was teaching. Joy for human being lies in proper human work. And proper human work consists in acts of kindness to other human beings. Now, he's not talking about the work you do. He is speaking on the being of action and kindness. This brings joy. If we find joy in our vocation, that is great. But every single human being was born with an aim to expand their life and the lives of others. Human work is to act in joy. This is simple. The human being is in one of two states at any given time. They are either in event, judgment, and reaction, and in this state, you feed the ego. Your ego and the egos that you interact with. This is not proper human work. The other state is event awareness response. In this state, you connect to the true self, heart creation mind. This is where you let go, slow down, and respond. This is the practice of joy. Because many times our interactions with others may not make us happy, but joy is a state, not a condition. Your thoughts on that part, David?
Yeah, I think that the last sentence you just said, the state and not a condition, like I mentioned on Monday, there's going to be a lot of different situations and times where it's not optimal or ideal or even expectations that you had, but you can still be in that joy state even though, you know, certain things didn't go exactly the way you wanted.
And I think that's perfect. You got it down. So Marcus teaches human work is disdain for the stirrings of the senses. The senses is what sets your perception of your reality. If someone or something goes against this, it activates a conflict, or as Marcus puts it, stirring of the senses. The moment life does not meet your programmed expectation, a conflict will activate. And this conflict activated is designed to drive behavior in event, judgment, and reaction. Disdain, as Marcus coins it, is letting go, slowing down, and taking conscious mind control. This is awareness and response. Joy is found in responding, not in reacting. Mm-hmm. David, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. You know, like I said, if you respond to certain situations, like I said, that aren't optimal or the way that you thought, you can still be in that joy state.
Because we got to understand that our senses are at work all the time. That's what the amygdala is scanning, our environment. And there's impressions being made in our mind. And if those impressions go against your expectation, you're going to be, you know, in conflict. You're going to be activated. We talked about it yesterday. There's, you know, well, almost 8 billion humans with 8 billion belief systems with 8 billion clashes. Because every time two belief systems come together, you're going to have a clash. It's just the operation and function of the human being.
Yeah.
So Marcus teaches, identifying trustworthy impressions. All day long, you are getting these, as I said, these impressions on your mind. What Marcus is saying, identify trustworthy impressions. Trustworthy impressions are those that lead you to expansion and growth. Other impressions will lead you to restriction and put you in defend and attack. Again, you must slow down and truly examine your environment. Is your everyday environment leaving you with trustworthy impressions? Thoughts, David?
Yeah, we've talked about gaslighting a lot from the last, like, you know, few weeks. And I think that's a perfect way to, you know, be aware. It's the ones that are leading you towards the path that you want to go to get towards your goals and all that stuff. The other ones are going to be pretending or at least trying to lead you with a facade of that, but you have to have those trustworthy, you know, going down that route for sure.
I agree. And then finally, Marcus teaches, human work is contemplating the natural order and all that happens in keeping with it. The natural order of the human being is connection to head, heart, and hand. It is freedom from the cage mind, connection to creativity of the creation mind, and creating presence and integrity of behavior from the mastermind. This is actually your true nature. This is the state you were born into. You were born in joy and then programmed to seek happiness. David, your thoughts?
Yeah, that was one of the things that I wanted to leave in college, or why I thought I was going to college, is because I was going to get a job that was going to make me happy. And all of the things that I was told from young was get a good job, you'll have a happy life, you'll enjoy your life, all these things. But going down these routes did not do that. I was sacrificing current in the moment happiness and joy because I was seeking to find joy.
Exactly. And it's funny, the people that give you the advice are really miserable. Yes. You got to love it, right? You got to love it. So let's talk on the state of joy a little bit. That's what the episode's about. The state of joy is being and doing. It's finding the now. It's responding to what is. It is flow. The 540 joy energy is centered. That is head, heart, and hand. It is being fulfilled in creation, mind, and gratitude. 540 joy is wholeness in freedom from cage mind, which becomes self-authored. Creativity of the creation mind, which becomes connected to purpose, gratitude, faith, and the superconscious, all working synergetically through your imagination. 540 joy is timeless. When you are in joy, you're living in a connection of cage and creation mind, allowing connection of the mastermind and in integrity of behavior. This allows you to be a state in being. This is the eternal now. That's when you're timeless. Your time doesn't even exist. You are deeply in the present moment. So you understand those, David, right? Those are the energies.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the state of joy is being. It is not necessarily happiness, people. It's not a rat race for money, success, and achievement. Yes, these things can be attained in joy. The difference is you enjoy the process. Joy is not outside, it's within. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the failures, the successes, the good moments, the not so good moments. Enjoy the entire process. Joy is a very confused state for the ego. You understand that, right, Dave?
Yeah.
If you think about it, joy is confusing. It's a confused state for the ego to understand, yet, you ready? It is joy, the joy energy that is the driving force in the human being. We were each born in joy, and we were born connected to our purpose. Joy is the energy that is attempting to pull you back into the heart and the creation mind. It's the joy energy that's drawing you toward your purpose. It's the joy energy that moves you to fulfill and experience your aim to expand. It's the joy energy driving you to grow, to step into personal development and self-author your life. Joy is the state when we assume conscious mind control and take charge of our behavior. So David, when you were going to school and you were in disruption, it was the joy energy putting you in disruption. Mm-hmm. Now, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I could tell because the whole time I was sitting in class or doing homework, I was thinking about all the other things I enjoyed doing that I'd much rather do than what I was doing at that current moment.
If anybody wants to take anything away from this one episode, that's it. It really is that energy, that beautiful energy of joy that is driving you to move out of your cage, to get out of security, to do something that may scare you a little bit. That's what the joy energy does. So let's talk a little bit on connecting to joy. So in connecting to joy, number one, to live in a state of joy begins with discovering your purpose. What is your purpose? What is your archetype? What are the tendencies of your purpose? What is your aim? What is your pendulum swing? Where in your life, in which of the life categories, are you connected to purpose? And this is an important discovery, because the state of joy is found when we are making conscious choices connected to our true self and our purpose. So the first step is discovering your purpose. Your thoughts, David?
Yeah, that was a big thing for me, because I knew in school, and I'm going to keep on bringing that back because that was something that I really felt that the most. I knew I was in school that I wasn't doing what I was meant to be doing. I was doing something that I was told to. All these thoughts about how my life is not going to be great if I didn't go to school and get a good job and all these things. But nothing that I was being taught, and none of the jobs that I was looking for, was connecting to my purpose at all. And I didn't know what my purpose was. I knew something was missing. Now that I know it, it's everything that I've doing, everything I've done is connected and going towards that route some way, somehow.
Absolutely. It's a big thing. Number two, when we talk about connecting to joy, the state of joy, is dealing with fear, as we discussed yesterday. Dealing with fear is making the decision to live in love. Love is the pendulum swing of fear. And remember, we must enter love to enter the joy energy. We enter joy energy through the love energy. Fear is the comfort zone, and this is what traps us in lower energies of the red zone and keeps you in a cage mind. When stuck in a cage mind, we are disconnected from purpose and the creation mind. Thus, we are disconnected from joy. This is when most times you're seeking something to be happy. You think this will make you happy. When you're in that state, you are not in joy. Your thoughts, mm-hmm. David?
Yeah, I think the big part for it was the purpose part, because that disconnect of doing something I did not enjoy made me not enjoy what I was doing, because I wanted to be somewhere else. I was never in that now, or I was never in the moment for it.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. So one of the things that you had to do with as you transition into what you do today now is natural for you. It's like, This is what you do. But you had to deal with fear in the beginning to go through that. I think the fear actually drove you down, almost knocked you out, because you had to deal with the cage. You had to deal with the comfort zone and the old programming that was telling you, hey, you need to go to school. You need to get a job. You need to have security. So you couldn't connect in joy today if you didn't go through that fear. It's impossible. You understand?
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Yeah, so that is, the millennials need to understand that. You know, as you're working with your millennial groups, they got to understand that you're going to have to go through what we talked about yesterday. You have to go through the fear, because once you do, you will connect to joy. Why? Because once you go through fear, you're connecting to love. It's automatic. So number three, connection to the joy state is about, and this is important, the willingness to change, the willingness to question your belief systems and those things you defend and attack. The willingness to re-identify the conflict activated so you can let it go. The big aspect in this process is the release of the resentment program. Resentment cuts off joy because resentment locks you in the past, and joy can only be experienced in the present. Releasing the resentment program is done through deep forgiveness and done through the practice of forgiveness. This must be done as you close out each day. Resentment is a strong program. It drives our behavior in anger and It gets built up through guilt. So in shift coaching, we do an exercise called the deal to release resentment program. We did this exercise live in a stress mastery community some months ago. The way this releases of the program works in this deep session, it's done through layers of forgiveness. But, and this is a big but, if you do not create the practice and close each and every day in forgiveness, forgiving anyone who activated you in conflict or caused you a conflict, the program will rebuild. The main forgiveness is toward ourself and any grievances we had throughout the day. This is the practice that keeps us out of resentment and allows you to connect to the joy state. So, did you keep up that practice there, young millennial?
Yeah, I think going through it now, I think today and the yesterday really showed me the difference between working within that joy state and not being in it. It's the everyday, the constant. You know, I wake up, I look forward to doing it. And I think that's one of the big things that I've learned is that constant keeping up with that has made that program for me much easier, clearer.
And have you been able to stay out of resentment?
Yeah, I think that's why it's when I wake up, I'm not going to sleep wondering where my day went. I'm not worried or stressed about the next day. And when I spend all these times and hours doing what we're doing, at the end, I'm feeling great about it and not like, oh, it was a waste of time.
It's one of the practices that I do every night as I close the day is that forgiveness exercise. Because if you don't do it and you're not aware of it, the ego will plant those seeds and resentment will grow. Mm-hmm. And if you have resentment, you are not going to be in joy because every time you get activated, you get stuck in the past. You can't get out of it. Without that program, sure, you can get angry. But the challenge is the ego can't hold on to it because you don't have any resentment. You're letting it go.
Yeah.
So number four, we connect to the joy state through the all-day process of slow down and let go. Joy is the energy of deep fulfillment. We experience fulfillment when we are connected to the heart. Each time we catch a conflict and create that still point and let go, this brings us into joy. It's dealing with our life that brings joy. It's dealing with fear, working instead of procrastinating, dealing with frustration and anger. This stops the defend and attack of the ego. It is dealing with grief, guilt, that brings us into joy and empathy for ourself and others. Joy is found as a natural state when we take our lives and turn our lives into a spiritual practice. Joy cannot be found in a problem. Mm-hmm. We cannot have joy without a story, right? And so, I'm sorry, we cannot have a problem without a story. If you're caught in a story, then you're not in joy. Yeah. Joy is the identity base of event awareness response. And you connect to this by practicing slow down, let go all day long. Your thoughts, David?
Yeah, I think the big thing for me understanding that is when you're in a problem like that, the joy is found in the resolution and not the problem. I think when you're stuck in the problem and stuck in that conflict, there is no, you know, joy. But for me, there's always joy in the resolution, figuring it out or having, and you know, the next and moving on, responding to the situation.
And that is the whole point of that one. The whole point of that one is we connect through joy when we deal with our lives. It really is. So yesterday, David, we talked about making a conscious decision to live your life from love. Today, let us commit our lives to living in joy. So committing to joy is a life process. It is not a destination. In joy, life is fun, enthusiastic, and contagious. When you live in joy, you work better, you work in flow, and you feel this fulfillment and willingness to help others. To experience that feeling of joy, you want to give it to others. Joyful people want everyone to be joyful. In fact, the joy purpose archetype aim is to expand happiness. Everyone seems to be attracted to the joy purpose when they are connected. It's the joy energy that brings people in to that joy purpose. So committing to joy is simply about you committing to living your best life. This is commitment to personal development, commitment to health, commitment to forgiveness, commitment to being. If you are ready for this commitment to joy, I have a few steps that will help you set your course. Number one, as we said earlier, discover your purpose. Number two, go through the higher goal setting process. You have to get clarity of what you want. Because remember, the joy energy is speaking to you. What do you want? And then you move those wants into desire with a plan. And then you take that desire and you set the intentions and you enjoy the process. Number three, you must commit to your health. Joy is a higher state of being. You cannot connect to joy from a diseased, run-down, imbalanced body. The body supports the mind. And number four, get outside your comfort zone. If your life this moment, this very moment, is absent of joy, you will not change your life with the same behavior that has built your today. Yeah. Set your day, right? I know it sounds crazy. It's so rational. That's so stoic-like. So set your day to connect to joy. Practices of stress mastery. Daily practices for health. Set a big goal. Do something that transforms your life and gets you out of the comfort zone. Hire a coach. Find a mentor. Join a mastermind. Hire a trainer. Join a community. Do something that will push you to move outside your comfort zone. Get uncomfortable, because that's where you will actually begin to connect to joy. And number four, reconnect to nature. To find joy, we have to get into nature. This has actually been a big one for me lately. In the last couple of months, I'm actually outside a lot, you know, and I'm connecting to nature. And Mark Middlestead talks about this quite a bit in his shows. You connect to joy through nature. We need to get out and slow down. What is it saying? Smell the flowers? Yeah. Right? Slow down. I'm telling you, it's a real thing. And number five, to connect to joy, help others. Doing good for others creates higher levels of psychological well-being. There was a study, this study that was done. They took one group and practice what was called pro-social behavior. This is acts of kindness. The other group prioritized self-oriented habits, just personal development. After 4 weeks, the acts of kindness group scored much higher on the testing for well-being than the other group. Mm-hmm. They were helping others. In fact, I would say this one thing of helping others probably has been my best connection in the connection state of joy. I believe we become what we teach. If you teach fear, you live in fear. If you teach love, you live in love. And love is the connection to joy. But make no mistake about it. You are always teaching all throughout the day. Every single human being is a teacher. What are you teaching? Your vibration is setting your teachings. If you want to really teach and you teach love, you're going to connect to joy. But if you complain, you're stuck in a poor me, you're stressed out, you're angry, you're resentful, you're guilty, well, that's what you're teaching. And all of that is held together through fear. Your thoughts, David?
Yeah, I think the last part that you mentioned about the people who cared for others had better well-being with themselves. I think that's a big one, because I've noticed in a lot of different, you know, circumstances, and that goes for anything. Car people worry about other people's cars. People who are dog people care about other people's dogs more than their cats. Things like that. You show attention to detail on things that you care about. And if you don't care about yourself, first off, you're not going to show it to others. So if you care about yourself and you go and you care for others, that's just going to continually grow and go in a positive manner. You can't do it. And the only way it becomes negative is if you're caring for others and not caring for yourself. And that's when people aren't selfish with that capital S like we talk about. And you see it all the time. The people who know what to do, but don't do it for themselves, but they try to help others. That's yep. when it becomes negative. Other than that's that, if you want, care for yourself right? and care for others, you're good.
It's the want of approval, right? Mm-hmm. You're stuck in the want of approval. That is when you need to be seen. You think if you help everybody, you will be seen and accepted. It doesn't work, people, because it's a low energy. So we talk about today and connecting to joy and the joy state. I think that one of the most important things in connecting in joy is that willingness to change. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we look at the let go technique, that simple little technique in its simplicity is one of the most powerful transformation tools there are. So when you see the ego and you feel the body and you create a still point, you can then let go. And when you're letting go, the whole purpose of the let go is to raise you up through the green zone energies. It's raising your vibration so you can release the vibration of the lower program activated. So when you go in and you move into the let go technique, the first energy is 200 courage. That energy is important because that's the energy of focus and being alert. But if you just stay there, you'll fall right back down into the red zone. And so by asking and slowing down and doing the technique as it's prescribed, you ask that question, could I let this go? And you go into neutrality where you're asking the question, can I be flexible in what I'm feeling? Mm-hmm. Now, when you can say yes to that, you go into willingness, 310 willingness. Willingness is that energy of, well, am I really willing to change? Mm-hmm. Would I let this go? Am I willing to re-identify what I'm feeling? Am I willing to change, willing to forgive, willing to release my history? Willing, a willingness to listen. When you truly listen to someone, you have to slow down, and you only can listen to another if you're willing to change. Most people will listen with a whole story already in their head on how they're going to fix it or how they're going to respond. But that's not willingness. You've got to be willing to change, because when you can say yes, yes, I would let that go. Yes, I am willing to re-identify this. I am willing to change. That energy rises then into surrender. And what have you done? You've raised the green zone energies up to the point where you can actually activate in joy. And these energies are powerful because what they're doing is they're releasing the activated program. And when that program releases, your subconscious, the human being, is hardwired for behavior. Behavior is dictated by what is held in that subconscious mind. It works like a computer. If I take the program out, it doesn't matter what happens in your environment. You can no longer be activated. Mm-hmm. But to release that program, you're going to have to go through fear, because what protects that program is the comfort zone. We talked about it yesterday. That's what protects all the ego and its programming. It's what protects your resentment. It's what protects your hate. It's what protects your anger. It's what protects everything that you fear, you grieve, you're depressed about. To get out of that, you're going to have to go through it. And the let go technique does that, but it's really, the transformation is neutrality, because if you can be flexible, you can get into willingness. But in willingness, people, are you really willing to change? Are you willing to say, I don't need to defend and attack this anymore? Are you willing to say, this belief system, this belief does not serve me? Even if it's about God, whoa, that's when people want to say, oh, stop, Bill, yeah. Stop. Not going to do that. But maybe that's the one thing that if you let go will take you and move you into stage 5, where you go into being and doing. I don't know. I went on a rant. Sorry. I even ran over. It was supposed to be one. I had one sentence for it. Go on, Dave. I'm done. Anything you want to add to that?
That's a good way to kind of capture it all. It's going through it, getting uncomfortable, and then you eventually become comfortable without the fear. And that's until you go through it, you'll never get rid of it.
Ever. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You got to stop me when I go on those rants, man. I can see you. You can say, what are you doing? Stop. Just wave your hand or something. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.